You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi. Hello, 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 everyone. Happy Tuesday. So today's not Taco Tuesday. It's not Pizza Tuesday, but it is Chicken Piccata Tuesday.
That's a different one.
I'm going a little different today, so we're doing Chicken Piccata Tuesday. No, that's, I made it scratch, but hey. So anyway, happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everyone. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Tech Trend Investment, just in case you thought maybe you were on a cooking show or something instead, but you know, like spice things up and talk about something besides tacos today. No, I'm just kidding. We're in good moods. Can you tell? And there's a reason why we're in a good mood. Because the market's doing exactly what we said the market was going to do.
Again.
Again. And we've hit our numbers again. So we said, like, I'm just excited. So we have to talk about the market first, and we'll talk about some fun stuff, and then we'll talk about the market again. But outside my window, beautiful palm trees, blue water. So I'm very happy also. But the market is doing what we said it was going to do. The Fed's supposed to be meeting June 16th through June 18th and announced June 18th. Hypothetically, they were supposed to do a quarter cut. The odds are that they're probably going to keep it flat. If they do a quarter or higher, the market will rally big time. If they keep it flat, which everyone anticipates and the market will stay flat, they'll probably profit take. If they raise the rates, which is a probability unlikely, but we'll see with numbers coming out this week. Doubt it. Then the market would reverse, right?
Yep.
But from our lows on April 8th, when we gave our big inspirational show, telling everybody that, you know, the market was at its lowest on April 8th. And we said, this is when people make wealth. This is when everyone is fear and everyone's selling off. The people that are buying at that time are the ones that make money. And since April 8th, just in 2 months, ETH has doubled in price.
But we knew that was going to happen.
Just in 2 months, ETH has doubled in price. And it actually did it like within the first month, because we said that ETH was going to make a rebound. All the markets were going to make a rebound after May 5th. And they all rebounded on May 8th. Like to the day. So that was exactly a month after we gave the big speech on telling everybody, you know, don't go into fear. Don't do what everybody else is doing on selling. When people are buying, if you have small amounts to invest, this is the time to invest. And if you did so in 30 days, you would have been up 50%. And in 2 months, you would have doubled your money in ETH. In the markets played out similarly the same way. BTC hit an all-time high, which is Bitcoin, hit an all-time high in the last couple of days. ETH, we're at 28. We hit 28.26 today. It might have gone a little bit higher.
28.35, I think it peaked out today.
Okay, so our target is 28.38. If we break past 28.38, it's going to push past it. It'll probably have profit taking because people have their numbers set at that target. It'll have some profit taking. If it pushed through again, we're going to go on to our next leg up. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. What we say is for educational purposes only. It's for fun. But everything we said has actually happened. So if you go listen to all of our episodes and then see what we say is going on in the markets, how people react emotionally, what numbers are coming out, when the Fed meets, when CPI is coming out, like CPI is coming out tomorrow, what affects the market, when certain things play out, if like everyone thought tariffs were scary, so the market drops, but it's all emotion. And if you listen to our episodes and we talked about like the key times and when we anticipate it moving past those emotional cycles and when it's going to hit its targets, we've talked about it since February of last year, and everything has gone exactly the way we said it was going to go. So again, do your own research, not financial advice, but here we are.
Very happy. We're never wrong. Always happy because we're never wrong. We always know what to look at. We always know how to predict it. And this is the outcome.
We're the opposite. What's that one guy who every time he says something, the market does exactly the opposite of what he says? Jim Cramer?
Yeah.
Is it Jim Cramer?
I think it's Jim Cramer. It starts with a J.
So like if you listen to him and he says, oh, the stock market's going to rally today, the stock market will tank. If he says crypto is hot, then crypto tanks. So like if you listen to him, you do the opposite. If you listen to us, do what we're saying. No, just kidding. Do your own research, not financial advice. This is just for fun. But we're very excited. So if we tap through 2838, which I think we might do tonight, if we tap through it, people probably have set their profits right there at that number. We're at 2834. So it tapped to 2834.51. If we go 2838 and it pushes through, it'll probably have a pullback because people set their profit right around there. They pull back, they take some profit, and then it pushes through again. We're on our next leg up. So get ready.
It's all lining up. All the dates, everything, like we say, all the key dates, all the important dates, and we give them to you. And we explain it. We've explained that buying the dip was important. We've talked about it, and we talked about ETH when it was at its all-time low. I believe it was April 8th, and we said everyone makes money when the ETH's on the dip. When something's on the dip, it's when everyone makes the most money. And we went back and we looked at that exact number, and ETH hit 1384 when we talked about it. 1384.
Right, so we've doubled since then, and that was only 2 months ago. And on May 8th, it went up 53% on May 8th, which was 30 days later. So if you don't buy into the fear and you know what cycles happen, what emotion plays in, what's predictable based off of historicals and what has happened in the past, you can kind of see what's going to happen in the future. And if you have faith, and you're only using your coffee money and your fun money, like, do you have nothing to lose? Like your coffee money, right? Instead of going to Starbucks for a month, you invest your coffee money for a month and you would have doubled it.
And if you don't invest all of your coffee money, like we don't say cut out coffee money for an entire month. There's other ways you could substitute it, right? You could change that pattern of going to Starbucks every day too, right?
You could make coffee at home.
I'm going to make right? coffee at home and save yourself.
I still have my coffee, but I make my coffee. So I'm saving $300 a month on coffee, which I can invest instead.
Exactly.
Or I can spend a week in the Bahamas for $300, right?
There you go. Like,
pick and choose your priorities. If Starbucks is the thing that makes you happy, then like, go for it. That's your thing, right? But look at where your money's going. Look at how you invest. Look at how you spend your money. And like, pick the things that you love. Like, do the things that you love. If Starbucks makes you happy, it does make a lot of people happy. That's like their emotional reward. That's their way of rewarding themselves and making themselves feel better in the morning. So like, good, that's great. But if you want to like trade a little bit and try out investing a little bit, you know, maybe just 7 days of not having Starbucks and invest. So that's like $70. You know, it's like little things, you know, little things. So tell us what is coming up on the announcements. We have CPI tomorrow.
Yes, we have the CPI coming out tomorrow. And then we have the producer price index on the 12th. We have real earnings tomorrow as well. We have the employer cost for employee compensation on the 13th. The U.S. import and export price index is on the 17th. The U.S. state jobs opening and labor turnover on the 18th. The Juneteenth Independence Day on the 19th. The state unemployment and unemployment on the 24th. The time use survey results on the 26th, along with the productivity and costs by industry. And that's only by select industry. So they select the top industries and or the ones that are struggling, and they pick those ones and target those specifically. And then in July, the first 4 days, we have the job openings of the labor turnover survey, the metropolitan area employment and unemployment.
Well, hold on. So the key ones that we're concerned about are this week.
Yes.
And then the Fed, and then the Fed meets on the 15th and 16th. So the numbers that are leading up to the Fed meeting are the key numbers right now that we're interested in. And then the Fed meets again in July. And so then the numbers after that will be geared towards the Fed's next meeting. But right now, the numbers that are coming out this week are kind of preemptive on how the Fed's going to respond, if they're going to cut rates or not. So those key ones just this week, say which ones that we have, the CPI and PPI,
CPI,
right?
CPI, real earnings, PPI, and employer cost for employee compensation. Those are the ones this
week. So CPI and PPI, like, they're key ones right now that are coming out. And what were they last? Let's see, they came out May. What were the numbers in May? We didn't talk about them because the Fed hadn't met since March.
In May, we had an increase of 0.2%.
Now, don't forget, we also had tariffs. So cost of goods are going to go up with cost because people were preemptive and they anticipated being hit with tariffs. And so it kind of gave them an excuse to raise their prices before the tariffs even took place. And if some people did have the tariffs, it also gave them a reason to raise the prices, right? So, like, think about it this way. When gas prices go up, the cost usually for a barrel of oil goes up. But if they anticipate the cost of oil is going to go up, they'll raise the gas prices before it even happens. And then they get that small window of extra profit until the prices actually do go up. So same thing with tariffs, right? People across the board raised their prices a little bit because they anticipated having tariffs and they thought they were going to be scary ones. They thought they were going to be 100%, which they didn't end up going that high.
No.
like nothing near it. And we also got better negotiations for trade because of it. But people raised their prices. So the cost of goods went up a little bit in anticipation. And then if the tariffs took place, then the cost of goods would go up even higher. So they raised their prices and then they increased more profit because the tariffs didn't take place. So all those businesses actually got like a smaller margin of profit added on because they raised their prices in anticipation. So cost of goods went up a little bit, but they wouldn't have gone up as greatly as they did when the tariffs are in place. So it's something to think of. I know it's like a lot of information to take in, but this is what affects the market. And if you understand why the market's reacting and what the market does when certain things happen, then you'll understand why we have a rally or why the market sells off.
Exactly. Right. And one of, like, the key one that everyone pays attention to is the CPI, right? If the CPI is up, then people know, oh, something is going to happen or something is happening. Because it's a great way to gauge the market sentiment is if we see people starting to jump the prices in the market, CPI is going great. It's down. The cost of goods per person is going down. If the CPI is up, that means the market's probably going down. And you can gauge both of these, like, inverse. If the market's going down and the CPI is about to come out, then you know the CPI is probably going to be bad. But people judge things based off news,
right? So we always go off of we always go off of rumors. So right now we're in that rumor phase. We're in the phase of where they're predicting is going to happen in the market, what they think the Fed's going to do, what they think is going to happen with numbers, and so the market is rallying in anticipation that good news is going to come out in the next week to 10 days, and that's why we're having a rally in the market. And once we push through those numbers, like we push through those resistance points on the chart, like on ETH, it's 2838. Once we push through it, they've all set up their sales, like, to take profit right at those targets because people are predictable. They go off of exact numbers. And so they'll sell right there, take their profit. It'll come down a little bit for profit taking. And then it pushes back through again and it's on its next leg up. So we're in that rumor stage right now. We're in that stage of anticipation of good news coming out. And so the market is reflecting it.
Exactly. And you can't get emotional, right? And the people who always get emotional and the people who get emotional are the ones that are scared, or they have the fear to buy the dip, or they have, or they're scared of the FOMO, the fear of missing out when the price is running. And those are the people that make either the worst trades, or the ones that let their emotions get the best of them, and they don't make the trade, especially if it's at the bottom. Like when we called ETH the 1300 range, we said, okay, this is the bottom. Don't be scared. This is the bottom. We know this is happening. This is a cycle. The end of the cycle is coming up. And then what happened? It doubles. It goes up 50% in a month, and then it doubles in three. These are
Two.
the
It only
two
doubled. It
months.
only
It
took
doubled
2
in
months.
two
Yeah.
months. So it's the time frames like that matter, right? And we talk about them, and we bring up the key points, and we analyze them, and we try to go through them with you, and we say, this is what's going to happen. This is the real data that we have. Everything else is a rumor. These people are buying on rumors. They're selling on rumors. But if we expect the numbers to be good, and then other people expect the numbers to be good, the rumor is going to be positive, and the market's going to go up.
Yeah, but also don't forget when the actual news comes out, people profit take. So we'll have a pullback.
Exactly.
It always happens. We'll have a pullback. And then once we have the pullback and then we push through it again, then we go up on the next leg. Now, here's the good thing. So we're talking in advanced strategy and advanced systems and what charts do and emotion does and numbers do and what economy cycles do, so that you guys understand why the market moves the way it does. And so you don't have fear. You're able to use logic. But if you're an advanced trader, this is great. This is like knowledge you want to know because you're trading big amounts of like ETH or BTC, or you're trading large, buys in stock market. But if you're a novice trader and you're just learning, it's good knowledge to know. But if you just stay consistent and you buy $10 every week, or once a month, or you spend $100, or you just keep investing for your future and you're holding for the long term, it doesn't really matter what cycles we go through, because in the long run, you're always going to get usually that average of 8 to 12% if you're in the stock market. And if you're in crypto, it's going to be highly volatile and it'll be up and down. Like you noticed in April, we were down to 1350 and now we're at 2850 almost. So it's very volatile. But if you're holding for the long term, I mean, think ETH was at $100 before. BTC, when I was in Europe, and the first time I bought BTC at an ATM, I think it was 6 grand for BTC. Bitcoin was $6,000 and now it hit 112,000. So, like, if you're just doing small amounts, like stuck $20 in and got a QR code and was able to have my first BTC in 2016. So, if you have, like your $10 or your $20 and you're holding for the long term, you don't have to understand all these cycles. You don't have to know the emotion. You don't have to know when to buy and when to sell. You just dollar cost average and you just keep investing and go on for holding long term. And then you'll always be ahead of the game. But if you're trying to time the market and you're trying to flip, then you want to know what the market's doing, why it's emotional, what history does, like what economics have influence, what types of leaders, what is going in on policy, because that all affects the now. But in long term overall, like we said, the numbers back in that April 8th episode when the market was at its bottom, we talked about like when we went through bad times in the markets before and what their bottoms were and what they are now. And like even if you like didn't time it correctly, you would still be ahead of the game. So you just have to like look at the big picture and decide what you want. We're here to inform you, educate you, help you out, but you don't always have to know all this information. Like eventually you will, and eventually it'll be fun and interesting, but we're trying to take like the fear out of the game. We're trying to take like the unknown out of it and then open it up so you can understand what the market does and make it a little bit more friendly for everybody to be involved. But it's as simple as just trading with $10. Or if you want to learn more, then evolving and trading bigger numbers and then understanding what the market does.
Exactly. All it takes is that initial $10, right? And the best way to learn to trade is you can throw your $10 in and just watch it.
and you can just pay, or you paper trade it. You put it in and you can be like, I'm going to buy it here and then I'm going to sell it here. You don't have to do the buys and sells. You don't have to execute them. It's called paper trading for a reason. You can write down your entries and exits on a piece of paper. You don't actually have to follow through with it. And it only takes $10 once you get started. Oh, and that's all you need to start trading and to keep going with your trading, unless you're institutional and you want to throw a lot more. But for entry level traders, it doesn't take a lot. I remember when I first started trading, especially like stocks and bonds and ETFs, I started off with what they gave me, when the account starting bonus. You got like $10 or $5, and you just throw it in and you just watch it, and then your $5, you get lucky on an ETF and it goes to $10, and then you go again and then you go again, and you build up your portfolio from there. It doesn't take a lot, and it's not a lot of money. It's your coffee money at the end of the day, or it's free money given to you by the platform itself if you want to start trading it. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes $10 and just putting it in somewhere. And the rest is history, right? You can do that. You can rinse and repeat. And that's the key with trading, is to be able to rinse and repeat as many times as you want and never run dry.
Yeah. So it's just for fun. So exactly. We give you a lot of information so that if you want to be an advanced trader, you know what the market's doing and you're able to hit your targets. If you're just starting out, you trade with $10 and then you watch it and you see what it does and you go, oh, I heard that this news was going to come out, so probably the markets are going to do that. And then you can kind of like gauge it yourself and say, based on this, I think this is going to happen. And then you get good at it, and then you start to trade a little bit more and you get better at it, and then trade a little bit more and get better at it. But everything has like a system and a strategy in it. Everything has history. Everything has emotion. Things play out the way that they do. Like, there was a big play, a big emotional play that happened in the last 7 days too, which caused a pullback in the market, but it also gave lower entries for a lot of people to get in. There was a little kind of a staged tiff between Elon and Trump, which caused the market pullback. But if you see it like in the bigger picture, it disrupted the markets and it gave a lot of people lower entries to get in at a better price. So like, if you understand that emotion plays into a market and you understand when people say certain things or act a certain way, it affects the market. It gives opportunity for other people to get in at a cheaper price. And then now look at where we are today.
We're up. The right? Market is up. The market is hot.
See what emotion does? Emotion gives better entries into price points. And because people get fear and sell off, and then people get in at a lower price, and then they get the appreciation. So here's like an analogy. So we've been trading for a bit, and we're primarily in crypto and meme coins right now, right? Yep. That's like what our specialty right now. But we've traded all types of markets. Like we were saying, we've traded the Dow, day traded S&P, stocks, bonds, options, futures, T-bonds, like all that stuff. So we've seen all these cycles in the market and how news affects it and how emotion affects it and rumors affect things. So the funny thing is like when you trade meme coins, meme coin is basically like an IPO for a token. It's like a new company launching, but it's with a token. And so say hypothetically you want to launch a token, you want to start a business, you would launch a token. And so you would put money in, which is called the LP. And that's kind of like the gold for the dollar, but that's like the source of asset for that token. And every time somebody buys, more money goes into the LP and it causes the price to go up. But this plays out in even meme coins like it does in the real world. People will come in and start rumors, quote unquote, to get the price of the token to go down so that they can buy at a cheaper price. So then when it runs up and has a run up on it, they're able to sell at a higher profit margin, right? So it plays out everywhere. It's not just like the real world. It plays out like in houses. Like people will say something bad about the neighborhood so that one house doesn't sell. They get it really cheap. They remodel it and then they flip it at a higher appreciation. They do it in the stock market. They talk about a stock. Like people talked bad about Tesla. Tesla went down, right? There was all these things going about Tesla. The price of Tesla went down, but then it went back up again. So people got in a cheaper price and then they got the benefits of it going up again. So this happens like in meme coins too. We have these things called communities or groups and people will come in, and same thing with NFTs or any type of digital asset. Each token or NFT or whatever group it is trying to promote their asset because it's like a new launch. It's like a new business launching. It's an IPO and it's the very beginning and they want everybody to buy so the price goes up. But people will come in and start rumors to get the price to go down. And then they get the price to go down or people will sell off and the price will go down. And then people will swoop it up at cheap prices on the bottom and then it runs really high and then they make a lot of profit. So like it happens everywhere in the world. It happens in meme coins. It happens in stocks. It happens in houses. It happens in real estate. It happens in gold. It happens in jewelry. Everywhere in the world, this is how people manipulate a market with emotion. And then people get in a cheaper price and then it goes up and it runs. And then they take advantage of the appreciation and then they sell at a higher price with a higher return on their investment. And so ETH and BTC is going through this right now. We have this resistance at 2838. We'll have the profit taking, people profit take, and then it's going to push through. And when it pushes through, it's up on its next leg. And we've gone up to 4,600. So we still have a lot of room to go. We have about another 1,800 to go up before we hit our all-time high. And if we hit our all-time high and we break through 4,600, it'll keep running after that. Think of Bitcoin. Bitcoin was like 95. We hit 112. It already broke its all-time high this week. ETH has room to break its all-time high. We still have 1,800 to go before it even hits its all-time high. And once it breaks through its all-time high, it's up on its next leg. So you're not late to the game if you enter now with $10. You're not late to the game if you enter now with $100. You're not late if you buy $10 this week, $10 next week, $10 the following week. We have a lot of room to still go. We're just hitting our key points. And so we're confirming that we know it's doing what it's supposed to do based off of what's going on in the world, what's going on in the economy, and what's going on in crypto. But we have so much more room still to go. And once it pushes through, they profit take a little bit, and then it pushes through again, and it's up on its next leg. So we have a lot of room still. We have a minimum of 1,800 before we even hit our all-time high again. Bitcoin already hit its all-time high. It's the blue chip of crypto. ETH is the second one right below it. And we have so much more room. If Bitcoin moves 5%, it only has to go up $5,000. Like it has to go from 112 to about 118 and it moves 5%. For ETH to move 5%, because we're at 28, it only has to go like $150.
Yeah.
It's not even that much. Yeah. So for us to go 5% does not take that much. And we went up, what did we go up just in the last 24 hours?
In the past 24 hours, we went up 300, 400,
400. So we went up 10% just in the last 24 hours. So think of it right now. If we're at 28, for it to hit its all-time high is about 4,600. It has another 1,800 to go. You're almost going to go up another, 40%?
43%, I think my math
is still
right.
We still have about 40% more appreciation before we even hit our all-time high on ETH. It has a lot of room. Now, for Bitcoin to go up 40%, it's going to have to go up to $150,000, $160,000. And it's moving slow. It moves from 95 to 112 to 95 to 112, so it doesn't have that big range. ETH, 28 to 46, it'll appreciate 40%.
That's a huge range.
We've moved up 10% in the last 24 hours. So think about that.
And ETH
is the number two spot in crypto. BTC is the number one. BTC's already hit its all-time high. ETH hasn't come back to its all-time high yet. We still have 40% in room before we hit our all-time high. And BTC, Bitcoin, broke its all-time high. And we still have room to break through our all-time high. So ETH has a lot of potential. Do your own research, not financial advice, but think about that.
The other thing to think about, and if you're putting things in perspective, Bitcoin at 110,000 right now compared to ETH at 2,800 right now, and ETH being the number two, the money influx in ETH. If someone were to put, let's say, $100 million into Bitcoin, it might only go up 1%, maybe 2. Someone to put that much in ETH, it would probably double.
Yeah, ETH could catch its all-time high. If people invested in ETH, and ETH, you don't have to buy a whole ETH. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin to invest. You can invest fractionally. So you can invest with $10 and get a percentage of ETH. But it still trades the same, right? You don't have to own the whole entire thing. That's where I think like a lot of misconception, they think, oh, I have to invest $110,000. You can invest $10 in Bitcoin or in ETH. Now, if you say you invested $10 in ETH and it went to its all-time high, well, your $10 would be worth $14. If it was $100, it'd be worth $140. If it was $1,000, it'd be worth $1,400, appreciating 40%. If it broke through its all-time high, it's going to move on to the next leg up to even a higher number. And it's only at, like, it's at hovering at 2780 to 2825 right now. So it still has a lot of room. And, like, people think, oh, let's go on Bitcoin. ETH has so many more ways to use ETH, where Bitcoin is kind of like this, just the gold piece, that like the gold bar that's just sitting there. Where ETH, you can do smart contracts on it, you can do assets on it, you can write up documents, you can attach property, you can make a utility out of it. There's so many ways to utilize ETH, not just only as like a cryptocurrency, but there's other ways that you can utilize it too. BTC kind of just like sits there and looks pretty. Where ETH is like the number two, but it has so many more world capabilities and so many more things that you can do with it. We trade meme coins with it. We trade it on Base. We trade it on ETH. Like, there's so many different opportunities that you can utilize with ETH. And I don't think institutional or corporate understands the potential of ETH. And that's why we're such big proponents on it, like how much we appreciate ETH. And even though it's volatile, it has a lot of room. So like even traders are trading in the range can make a lot of money off of it. Or if you sit and hold it, you know, like ETH was $100 once. It went up to 4,600. Like, look at how much it gained. Yes, BTC was like $6,000. It went up to 112. But like the numbers of X's that it multiplies on how much it moves, it moved 10% in one day, where BTC probably moved 5% in one day. So it takes a lot to move BTC because it's at a higher price. And it takes a lot less to move ETH. Like, if you move ETH $300, it already moved 10%. That's not that much. So it's just something. It's just something. Yeah. So it's something to think about. But we have the Fed coming June 18th. We have the numbers coming out this week. ETH is doing what it's supposed to do. We're about ready to break through. So once we break through that 2838, we're on our next leg up. Our goal is 4,600, right? Our goal is all-time high. Bitcoin already hit its all-time high. ETH has the potential to hit its all-time high. Do your own research, not financial advice. If you don't understand a single thing we're saying, take $10 and invest $10. If you understand and you're curious, learn more. If you want to trade, trade with small amounts. So that's like why we try and teach you, so you can take as much as you want or take as little as you want and just like say, hey, I don't understand a single thing you're saying, but I'm going to buy $10 of ETH today and then sit on it. You know, like you may go, okay, that was cool. One day I bought $10 of ETH. And then you go back and you look like, oh my goodness, like look at the price of ETH now. I thought that that was just a fad and like, look where it is now. But it's not. It's been around for a while. So it's just that most people are just hearing about it or understanding it because there's more knowledge out there, like people like us trying to teach and educate so that people understand and not afraid of investing. But again, do your own research, not financial advice. Only invest what you can risk. Like past gains are not indicative of future gains, but predictive. If you look at backtests and historicals, you usually can go based off of what the economy and psychologically every emotion is doing. But again, do your own research. No. So that's our TED talk for today. No, let's talk about some more fun stuff. Time for a sip of water.
Exactly. I was about to say the same. Water time.
With my water bottle, with my favorite water bottle that I got now.
You have a special water bottle and I have a special water bottle now. And you predicted which kind of water bottle I would go for. It's like a personality trait. You predicted that I'd get a silver water bottle with a black straw, and then it would have the engraving on it of my favorite place that I go to.
But it's kind of funny. It's the place that we tell you not. Okay, we would like sponsorships from Starbucks, Tesla, and what else have we been promoting? No.
We've probably talked. I think we've talked about 100 different businesses at this point in comparison models.
Right. Yeah, you need like little stories so people understand what you're talking about. So I have my water bottle. I was in the Bahamas. I was in Atlantis for a couple weeks on comps. So I got most of my stay for free, which is wonderful. It's like the most amazing property. Unfortunately, I was working about 21 hours of 24 hours a day, and my sleep schedule is all messed up now. And for some reason, I'm on East Coast time and I'm waking up at 4 a.m.
That shouldn't be happening.
I do not understand what is going on. I'm from the West Coast. I'm usually on Pacific Standard Time. So I'm like everybody in California, I'm on the same time zone as you normally. And now I'm on the East Coast time because I'm in the Caribbean and I'm waking up at 4 a.m. I was like going to sleep at 4 a.m. working, and now I'm waking up at 4 a.m. working instead. So I do not know what's going on. But
it depends on the comparison, right?
Like it might be the sun, because the sun goes down earlier in the Caribbean. It goes down like at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and it's summertime. And so like in California, the sun goes down at 9 now, and I'm like have to get used to the sun going down at 6:30 or 7. So I'm waking up at 4 and working. So people like a holder see me sending messages at 4 a.m. That means I just woke up 4 a.m. Eastern. But then we've been working so much. So we've been doing a lot of calls and getting a lot of things ready for Dragon. Dragon's getting ready to go out to the masses. So all of you out there who are listening and think about how complicated everything is that we've been teaching you, that's what you normally had to do when you traded before. But with Dragon, because we know how hard it is and like the barriers to entry and how hard it is to trade for most everybody out there, I built out a platform so that with all of my devs and everybody, so that all you have to do is go in, log in with your socials, set it up where it automatically will buy for you and it will automatically sell as soon as it hits your targets to take profit as soon as it hits a 2x or a 200%. Or if you wanted to make sure if the value dropped, it would sell off before you lost your initial investment. Or if you wanted to de-risk and take out your 50%, it does it for you. You just set it up. You say, I want to do this, 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 and this. And then you let it trade for you with $10. It only takes $10. People can trade bigger chunks of money, but it does not take a lot. Like we're built all this on system and strategy so that a $10 trade, and if it hits 100x, your $10 investment returns $1,000. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. We're just going off of data, and we have 3 years of data now. And so last year, the market was hot, which the market's coming back now. We're coming back into that cycle. We were hitting about 9 to 10 500Xs a day. So that means if you traded $5 and you got a 500X on that, your $10 would turn into $5,000 within usually 24 hours. And basically, we've taken all this data because meme coins, which are like we go primary coins, so the blue chips, which is BTC and ETH, and then we go into altcoins, which are, you know, like Doge and Shiba and Pepe are altcoins. And then we go into meme coins, which are kind of, they're the higher risk ones, but they're also the higher reward. And we screen out 2,500 to 25,000 tokens a day, drop it down to only 100 to 200. We've been doing this for 3 years. They've been, our bots have been screening them down to 100 to 200 out of 25,000 tokens a day. So it gives the odds and the probability and the statistics on your side. Like, it weighs it on the trader side versus having to screen through 25,000 tokens and watch charts all day. So it takes the input. It takes the trading system and strategy. It takes about 85 different indicators and variables, screens it through, searches the whole entire web, finds these tokens, and then combines it with AI, and then predicts which tokens will have the highest probability of getting the best returns. And so the Trading Dragon, Dragon Pro, the trading platform, combines it with AI too, and then it buys the tokens for you with $10, and then it sells it for you as soon as you hit your target. So you don't have to do all this work. You don't have to understand the economy. You don't have to watch charts all day. You don't have to know what's going to affect ETH and when it's going to break through and when ETH's going to have its pullback and its profit taking. You take $10, you trade $10 on ETH. As soon as it hits your target, it sells it for you, and then it puts it back into your account, and then you trade on the same money again. You use a system and strategy that's easy for everybody to understand. We're basically the Robin Hood of crypto. We're making Web3 and crypto easy and available for everybody out there, because I know, trying to teach people how to trade, I know from trying to help people and calling out plays and being an analyst and showing what makes something work, like, I understand the market, but everybody else is confused. So we made it simple. So all you have to do is start your account, put some ETH in it, say, I want to buy the tokens with only $10. As soon as my token hits, it takes the buy. As soon as it hits the 2x, it sells it off. The 10x, it sells it off. As soon as it hits 100x, it sells it off. It also has a stop loss. So if you don't want to lose your coffee money and you want to save your coffee money, if it drops below 5, it like exits your position. So it saves your position. And then on your profit, you just trade over and over and over again. And it's fun. Like, we're trying to make crypto. Yeah, we're trying to make crypto fun. Like, everyone's like, it's so overwhelming, but it is fun.
It's so much fun.
Trading is a blast. And so, like, we're trying to make it so that everybody can have fun too. It's the Robin Hood of crypto. Robin Hood opened up the doors because people would have to go to brokers and buy 100 shares of stock and then put their order in and wait for 24 hours before it executed. And by that time, the market changed. And then they would have to be only during stock hours, like California hours, from like 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. They could only trade Monday through Friday. And they would only be able to do this and do that and that. And they fractionalized stocks. And then they gave it so that they made money on the spread. So you didn't have to calculate out what the cost of your broker fee was going to be. And if you had to buy 100 stocks or do this or do that. So before, that was complicated. And so they made it easy. That's what we're doing. We're taking crypto and making it easy so everybody can trade and dabble in it and try it out. And then once you understand it, you can trade more. And if you're advanced, it has all the advanced information that you want in one source. So you don't have to go to 30 different websites. You don't have to have 10 screens of charts up at once. You don't have to watch charts all day. It has everything built in. And if you want to look at charts and you want to look at TA and you want to look at the moving average and then decide and like use your own knowledge and do it, you can do that too. If you want it to manually trade for you, you want to manually trade for it, I'm sorry, then you can do that too. If you want it to automatically trade for you, it can do that too. So it makes it easy from like a beginner, from an 18-year-old all the way up to your 90-year-old grandma. Like, anybody can go in and it's easy and fun to do. And soon all of you will be able to try it out too, which is great.
And you can do it from a phone, from a computer, from anywhere in the world. You can do it. You don't have to sit in front of a screen. You don't have to be stationary while doing it. You can do it while flying on Starlink. You can do it from a beach. You can do it. You can do it from your backyard. You can do it while you're in the pool. You can do it wherever you want, whenever you want. And it's as simple as just going in $10 and clicking a few buttons. It does not take long. It does not take a lot of effort. And it's so much fun to watch.
Right. So that's why I'm proving the theory. I'm traveling all over the world, testing out my theory. So now I'm in another Caribbean island, and I'm able to be on the white sand beach with those little palapas above me and the little tiny umbrellas, but I have to work, so I get the soda instead. But I can trade from anywhere in the world on my cell phone. I don't even have my laptop with me right now. I have not had my laptop with me in like 2 months. So I'm able to work from my phone, trade from my phone, be anywhere in the world, do what you love to do, have fun like you're playing a game, and everybody can use it, and you all get to try it out really soon. So we're excited. ETH is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Dragon's doing what it's supposed to be doing. We have more AI bots that we've been building out. Soon I will not have a voice again. I can feel it leaving again right now. Like, for a while there, you all got to hear my good voice, but these 4 a.m. things are kind of affecting me again. But soon, you all get to do this. Like, you all get to go wherever you want to in the world, and then you can use the flying bot to, like, go travel to Tahiti and then trade from your phone on a white sand beach in Tahiti. And you can have the little tiny umbrellas because you don't have to work. But, like, it's fun. So we're excited.
Who wouldn't want to have fun while doing the thing that they love the most?
Right. So everything is coming out just the way ETH is running, BTC is running. Everything's going as it's planned. And soon you all get to try it out. We'll have links so you can sign up with socials and try it out. But you know, it only takes $10. You don't have to trade more than $10. And we have some specials, like we're doing the free basic subscription for free for the first month for on the sign up. So we're going to tell you all the freebies that you get to try it out. Also on referrals, we're giving away like different tokens, which you're going to get access to different tokens. So you'll be able to start your own little portfolio and show people your portfolio and go, hey, look it, I already have meme coins. But it's a lot of fun. And then you get to see how it works and see all the exciting things that we've been talking about for so long and trade from anybody, anywhere in the world. See us at the convention soon. So there's a BTC convention coming up in Asia in August. There's a Nashville convention coming up soon too. So we might be at those.
Maybe.
We'll see. But we have free tickets to that too. So our holders got free tickets to that. If you want to become a holder, buy some AI signal or buy some AI base, become a holder. If you're a holder, we talk about what ETH is doing. I predict it, give our targets in our chat like every single day. When I know that ETH is going to run, I give our targets and tell everybody why it's going to run. So if you're a holder, you get privy to this information, like live information daily. You don't have to wait till Tuesdays to find out this information daily. So our token is AI Signal. Our other token is AI Base. If you buy some of that and you're a holder, then you get access to the holder channel and you get to find out about this. You also get information before everybody else does about Dragon. You get extra referral codes, you get extra bonuses, you get extra information on how to trade, you get freebies. So come on in and find out what we're talking about. You also get to try out our other AI bots before anybody else does, like the Flyit bot, the DNA bot, all the other bots too, and have some fun.
So who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Right. So the goal is to get everybody traveling all over the world, trading from their phone, having fun, having a blast, and sharing the information with other people too, so they can do what they love and find your passion that you love to do. That's the goal.
Yes, 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 yes. So, and that's ended off on a positive note, and everybody get started trading now. Get your $10 in, not financial advice, do your own research. It's never too late. It's always early in the market. If you're buying into cryptocurrencies, not financial advice, it's always a fun time. Come have fun with us. Buy into the tokens. Look at our socials. Have fun with us. We enjoy what we do. We share updates every day. And it's so much fun. If you get involved more.
Yeah, we'll have the links up. So we're going to have Dragon Pro The website is dragonpro.app. So dragonpro.app, we're going to have signups pretty soon. So the app will be going live pretty soon. You can sign up right now. And then we have our AI Signal token, AI-based token. Buy into the tokens, come into our chat, come trade with us, come have fun, check it out. And next Tuesday, we'll have another adventure, another Taco Tuesday or whatever the new food will be, another location around the world. And we'll see you all then. Thanks,
everyone. See you, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.